pledge allegiance to the card of the United States of Credit. One nation under debt, with bankruptcies, late fees, and high interest for all.
We're doomed to shop till we drop.
Shopping is the American addiction. Borrowing and debt.
In debt, we trust.
It's kind of hard to serve the master and MasterCard.
Just need your signature right here, please.
The gospel of shopping. The gospel of buying things.
Our society has been really set up to keep us struggling and not give us relief.
In debt, we trust.
The national savings rate is now zero.
It's just making my family even more poor.
Now let's see just how shopping can be fun. Real fun.
To shop till we drop.
Yeah, you get free money, but you have to pay.
We just constantly are getting bombarded from the credit card companies.
Stop sending me credit card letters, man. I don't want any more credit cards. I already have bad credit.
And it's like, don't send it. I don't want it.
Debt is profitable.
I received a credit card for a limit of $10,000.
Debt is profitable.
At that time, I was not making any kind of money.
Debt is profitable.
In debt, we trust.
I can tell you at Citibank and at other companies I've been in, many senior executives are extremely cynical.
Your choice, your Chase.
She owes $15,000 in credit card debt. Another $20,000 in educational debt. And is getting calls all day and all night and can't sleep.
This is Casey with Bank One Chase. I need to speak to you today.
My dad don't let me sleep.
Unwanted, unsolicited credit card solicitations.
They're giving it to people that they know cannot pay the money back.
Father died his house, and he never wanted me to lose it.
We lose his house. We lose everything. It's all we've got.
Debt is profitable.
Somebody always calling me up, sending me a letter, trying to get me to refinance my home.
It's designed for you to lose your home.
Foreclosure rates are very high.
We have 700 foreclosures in the last 3 years.
The interest rate is anywhere between 40 and 700%.
They're making 54% net profit. That is evil. And they're making it off the poorest members of our society. That is evil.
Because these are very short-term loans that are being made by some of the largest banks in the world.
I just need your signature. Right here, please.
$5 billion. $5 billion to the credit card companies. That's what this bill is all about. Where do you think it comes from? People who've gone into bankruptcy. Who are those people?
It's really frustrating to see people's lives being destroyed because these guys are seeking the buck.
They are the people that have the heart attacks. They are the men and women whose jobs have been outsourced. Those are the people that are being hurt.
These abuses have to be changed and they have to be stopped.
The largest contributors to political campaigns in America are the financial institutions. The second largest contributors are large real estate developers.
Big conglomerate banks have control of Congress.
President Bush signed a sweeping revision of bankruptcy rules today. The new law makes it harder to erase debts by declaring personal bankruptcy.
Debt is profitable.
Part of the American Revolution was to break enslavement from financial debt. We're seeing people who are dependent on credit. We're seeing them trying to struggle and make their minimum payments.
I just need your signature. Right here, please.
They take advantage of people.
It's not about race anymore. It's more of a class separation in this country.
I just need your signature. Right here, please.
We weren't well educated as to how swift and conniving these people are.
The lingo and language all coded under ambiguous phrases like skip tracing, scrubbing.
Tax preparation, the liberty taxes, the payday loans, the Wells Fargos, they all just place themselves in our communities and rip people off.
Just need your signature right here, please.
It's about people being taken advantage of. It's about losing the American dream.